Hello, everybody. My name is Gordiev Sergei. I'm a president of Russian Avant-Garde Foundation. First of all, I would like to thank Barry Bergdahl and Jean-Louis Cayenne for inviting us here, giving us a chance to tell a little bit about what we're doing in the foundation. Our mission is to rescue the masterpieces of Russian architecture, mostly avant-garde architecture, cultural heritage promotion, provision open access to the public, to the masterpieces of Russian and world architecture, archives and prominent architects, unique editions on architecture. And also, we're doing some efforts in trying to develop the existing Russian modern Russian architecture. Our main activities is, first of all, creation of the Melnikov's House Museum, creation of the Architectural Center Club Burevestnik, reconstruction of the Russian Pavilion in Venice, forming the collection of architectural graphics and conducting exhibitions, formation of the Foundation Library, publishing program, legislative initiative, educational programs. Burevestnik Factory Club in the Moscow Sokolniki district, one of the well-known buildings designed by Konstantin Melnikov. A lot of people told you about it today. We bought it from the at the beginning of this year from the private owner, and it was a private gym there. And then you see all these VIP parkings, and it was quite very high-level gym for rich people. And the problem now that it's kind of it's very good condition. It's not in any way it's not under the threat, but the details of the building lost, some redone in a different way, and at the moment we are working on our preservational strategy for this building, which is not finished. But we kind of collecting the team of the people which could participate. And this kind of not first priority for us, because we are now mainly concentrating on the Melnikov's House project. But our idea is to create here a kind of a architecture club, which lecture could be given to the young architects, also with galleries, with the bookshops, and educational facilities, and also small cafe, etc. You know, it could be kind of an attraction place for young architects in Moscow. This is Russian architecture pavilion in Venice, made by architect Alexei Shusev. And we did what we call last year, we did something which we call cosmetic renovation, using local Italian architect and kind of local practice. And you know that during last, it's not avant-garde building. Yeah, it's kind of a beginning of a century building, but we consider that kind of Russian appearance and Russian look on the Venice Architecture Biennale have to be looking better. And we are now discussing with Russian Minister of Culture the program of conservation of this building, because during last 70 years there was made two changes, and quite significant versus the initial project of Shusev. Yeah, also we're acquiring architecture drawings, mostly Russian avant-garde architects, and we're planning to make it, all of them available in internet for the young architects from all around the world to kind of be useful in the educational process. Also, we have a architecture library. It's already quite big. We have all magazines from the avant-garde time, from the beginning of the century, all editions of magazines as are, etc. I think a lot of from you knows what it is. And as far as architecture will be significant, we are planning to find a city in Russia, not Moscow, where we can build a building and donate this library to the city, maybe within next 5-7 years. We also have a quite, I think, substantial publishing program. We planned for 40 books, and also we would like to make a Russian atlas, atlas for Russian avant-garde. And this year we published 8 books, and maybe if my colleagues will correct me if I'm wrong, it's 5 of them by Selim Hamar Hanmagomedov, who is the leading Russian scholar in avant-garde architecture, one of the leadings. And this is our publishing program. Exhibitions. We had a good chance to help Mr. Paria. Thank you very much for inviting us to help you with this exhibition. It's very nice exhibition, and I think we have to do it in Moscow, and to see your rich collection of photographs. Also, in this, for this year, we plan our mutual project with a Russian museum called MUAR, Russian Moscow Museum of Architecture, with David Sarkisian, who is here. Two projects is Alvaro Siza exhibition and Oskar Niemeyer exhibition, which will be kind of in coincidence with his 100 years anniversary in this December. It's all will be done in Moscow. We are working also on my initiatives in the law. And I wrote and I sent to State Duma some additions to the law for advertising, which prohibit any advertising on the monument of architecture. And also we are working another law of import and export artifacts, which gives to our Russian museum more easy practice to bring collections from abroad, because now they have they're facing a big complications with the customs service, custom authorities. And we are closely working with the Moscow Committee for Protection of Heritage, which called in Russian Moskom Nasledie. And we, in the last few months, we did the initiative to put in the list of monuments 90 buildings of avant-garde era. And is that, and is that right, it's already included in this list, yeah? Five of them, maybe 2 weeks ago, were included in the list of monuments. But we are working on it. And our main project is establishing the Melnikov's House Museum. This is our kind of a plan, and we would like to create the world level according to the benchmark of such museums like Alvaro Aalto House, Frank Lloyd Wright houses. Not house of the Melnikov, but house of the museum of the house. Yeah, and. Determine the strategy of creation of the museum, provide international support to the creation of Melnikov's House Museum, introduce the strategy to the museum, to the public, and the governmental bodies of Russian Federation, and open the museum. This is an international trustee committee for the Melnikov's House Museum. we have lots of people from around the world who not, we choose them not because they are famous, we choose them because the people really like Melnikov and really like Melnikov's house. Yeah? And we choose these people to ask, to help us to create a real, really authentic and proper museum. It's a Hadid Rem Koolhaas, it's Clementine Cecil, is very big supporter of our foundation in Moscow and activist for preservation heritage monuments in Moscow. Jean-Louis Cohen, Mika Mansika is a chairman, president of Alta Foundation, Grigory Revzin, journalist from Moscow, architecture critic, John Stubbs. Ilya Kabakov is a painter, but he loves this building like 40 years, and his wife. And Peter Fomenko is a theater director, philosopher, quite known in Russia, but he also a great lover of the house. Dmitry Shvitkovsky is the dean of Russian Marhi Institute. David Sarkisian from Moir Museum. Peter Novian. Pavel Harashil from Russian government. Andrei Gozik is a researcher and a very known historian for the Melnikov's works. Ekaterina Karinskaya, Melnikov's granddaughter. She's in this hall. And Екатерина Викторовна, thank you very much. Спасибо, что вы приехали сюда. Нальвара Сиза, architect who just recently sent us a letter. Guys, please, I want to be in. And it's very interesting for me. You know, a lot of people just very warm about this project and want to be in. And I was really impressed by the speech of Anki Zalivaka today. And I would like you to invite now to our committee. Please do it. It's very important that we don't pay any money for participation, because it's only people who would love to do it by heart. But we're paying all the travels, on the tickets, hotels, and all the expenses connected with the project. And also I would like to invite Natalia Dushkina, which I also met first time today. Sorry. But we will be very happy if you, both of you will be inside the committee. Please, because we need this, your expertise to do it proper, in a proper way. Yeah, the legal situation is not easy. Yeah, the half of the building is owned by Russian Avant-Garde Foundation, and quarter of it could come to the state. Yeah, because it's now in kind of a transitional situation between the will of the son of the Melnikov, Victor, who died 2 years ago, and 1/8 and 1/8 could go to the family. Here I would like to say a few words about our incentive with the legal situation. You know, first of all, I don't think that it's you know, in, when we're talking about such a building, it's not important the questions about the property, because I think this is a property of the world. You know, it's not somebody's property, and our role is to create a high-level European international standard museum using all experience in the world and give it free and accessible to the public. And it could be a property of the trust, it could be property of the government. It's not very important, for my opinion. But we are ready to acquire the other half of the building, and we are ready to then we finish the project to give is our kind of just to give the whole company and the whole, I mean, the including operational company with endowment, which I'll tell you later, to the government, if the government would like to have it. But I think that at the moment, the very important is to create this process of creating the museum and using a lot of experience of lots of people who are now in this room. If there is some questions, please ask me now. And of course, the goal is to preserve this as many as possible the existing. And we don't have any. We still at the, have first meeting of the trustee board at the 8th of October. And the museum designer who was hired by the foundation, the Kassen man, will present us the first ideas for the concept of a museum. And one of the ideas which was told by Dmitry Shvetkovsky to create the house than it was in 1937, because it's a very memorable date for Russians, because a lot of Russians was kind of repressed by Stalin in this year, and it was also a very good year for the house. It's just one idea. I'm just sharing you something from. Yeah, and my idea is, without waiting the kind of conclusion of the inheritance litigation, we have to start creating a future for this house, because everybody who did the work in this field knows it takes a lot of time. All the consultancy on all the timing is very, very huge. And you know, some monuments in England or in USA, it took years, 10 years for making project complete. That's why we are, without waiting what we'll have with the proper ownership, we're starting the project now. And we did a big study of how the people did the same project in the world. You know, we study, we created a group, our project managers visit all these houses and make a video report and photo report and talk to all the managers who did these projects. It's Alvaro Alto Foundation, the Frank Lloyd Wright Foundation, Foundation Le Corbusier, Sir John Soane Museum, Max Center, the Schindler's House in LA. We are in contact with all these organizations. And even Alta Foundation proposed to create a kind of a chain of the houses of architects, you know, which could be maybe interesting thing, you know. But for us, it's maybe then we make a serious move in this process, maybe we'll talk about it. And also the important, we plan to fund it fully with endowment, you know, and with the management company. It could be, should be turnkey, finished project, I mean, with all staffing, etc. And we would like to put this endowment ready enough for kind of a 15 years operation, I mean the income from the endowment. But it could be defined later. Yeah, we have a few problems now with the house. We have a difficult hydrology situation of the land plot that emanates to the building. In November of 2006, we ordered the survey structure foundation and the soil footing condition for the house monument architect Konstantin Melnikov for the performed by Moscow State Construction University. Experts came to the conclusion that it's not permissible to build anything in the area of the Melnikov's house and surrounding land plot because of the very complicated hydrology. And all this problem in hydrology was caused by a lot of construction which was done in the adjacent area. This is a plot for the new construction which was going to start this summer. And this was permitted by all governmental acts, this construction. And you see the kind of it's 25 meters from the house. It's new construction was planned, like a retail center, a leisure center on Novi Arbat. And I sent an appeal to the Russian Federation prosecution and saying that it was in the process of getting approvals of this project was violated the law of preservation of the heritage, which is law is number 73, yeah. And this law saying that in this area, this conservational area around the building, the new construction could be related only to restoration of the existing building and the square meterage of the plot of land cannot be extended. But it was in this case. It was three times more. The site of the construction site was the square meterage was three or four times more than the previous building. That's why I send it. Yeah. And the few achievements which we have at the moment in this project. The construction of the adjacent site has been suspended. Thank you very much for Clementine Cecil, for Karina, Ekaterina Karinskaya and the family, because we fight a lot. We had a lot of meetings with the government, and it was not according to the law, but just a will decision of the Valery Shevchuk. It was stopped for a while. Yeah, and also I got an official letter from deputy prosecutor saying that they discovered that it was fact of violating the law, and they're asking Moscow government to stop the construction and to cancel all the acts which allow this construction to proceed. Yeah, the Moscow City Public Prosecutor Office of August 20 made a representation concerning the discovered infringements of the law on the protection of cultural heritage properties addressed to the Vladimir Resin, first deputy mayor in the Moscow city government. Signed by Mr. Kiklerov, deputy of Russian prosecutor. We have this research is translated to the English, and soon you can get to know to these documents on the internet site of the Melnikov's house. We did acquisition. This is also very good news. Last week we bought this adjacent apartment and the basement. And it was very big story because the person who was living inside this apartment didn't want to leave, and we bought another apartment in this building and we did the change. Yeah, it was 70 years old Korean guy who knew, he said to us, you know, guys, I will never do it for any money because I like this place, but I'm doing it because I knew the old Melnik, the Konstantin Melnik. And it's about 240 meters, and I think it's maybe will be enough for having a kind of a office of the museum and a cafeteria and maybe gallery space. And maybe if we're lucky, we'll buy another third floor and fourth floor, and then maybe the kind of adjustment museum will be bigger. Yeah, and maybe if we are lucky enough, closer to the museum of the house, we can make museum of the Melnikov, you know. We'll see. And we did international trustee committee. They all ready to work, and they would like to work. And the project team is appointed. And a few words about our strategy. It's project team. Yeah. We choose a company for museum designer London-based company called Kassenmann, which quite interesting. They did a lot of works. They did the Churchill Museum. They did the extension for Victoria and Albert Museum. They did the Museum of Science in London. And you see better this text because I... conservational architect is to be determined, and we are in the search for this person. We talked to John Allen, who did the works with Bertolt Lebetkin buildings, Avanti, yeah. And also here in New York, I was amazed on the level of work which local company is doing with Guggenheim restoration, you know. And also we are planning to meet them in this team who's doing it, Guggenheim, because we also would like to set up these structural monitors, which Guggenheim guys did, you know, which show you any changes in the building, in the scrubs, and could directly through wires gives you to know if some kind of movements or just micro movements of the building will take in place. We have a structural engineer, Stuart Tapin, already inside the team. It's a member of the ICOMOS Structure Committee, qualified of art archaeology, and he also has lots of projects behind him. Hydrology is to be determined, but we have this Russian group, also legal advisor. And then we go to detail phase design. We'll also take graphic designer, light designer, mechanic, MIP guys, acoustic, multimedia, engineering company, exhibition designer company, contractors, and the overall team could be quite of 25 organizations. And maybe we have a lot of, maybe Anki will advise us a consultancy for the special consultancy for the materials and the. This is what about the team, yeah. This is our strategy. We're doing a strategic brief, concept development team establishing. It's like a meeting number one. It means the meeting of international trust committee. It's in London. We have to approve the concept stage, then approve the online some changes to concept stage. The concept stage of the museum will be presented Monday 8th of October in London. This is a place. Then, after we finish the discussing the concept stage, we will go for approvals for Federal Agency of Culture, for Moscow. Government of Moscow, Heritage Committee. We would like to get the opinion of Shusev Museum, opinion of the family, etc. You know, we do lots of approvals for the concept. And then we do final approval. We have this meeting in Helsinki, in the Alta House. The first, yeah, maybe I told you that the first meeting will take place in the Sons House in London. And we have to set up implementation team, which you see the previous slide, much bigger, and create a conservational strategy, which also very important because the main question is, should we reinforce the structure of the building or not? Yeah. Because it's very crucial point, because my personal opinion, this house have to be open to the public without any restrictions. It means it could carry 200, 300 people. I mean, I'm not saying it's open for, it's also my, you know, you see I'm not in the committee, and it's my private opinion. Maybe professionals will say that it's not possible, and maybe it's not a necessity for that. But there are a few houses in our chain of architect houses who only could, through kind of a short notice appointment, can give you access to that. But what I'm saying, it should be free and not very restricted, I would say, in this way. Yeah. If you like Melnik, you have to have chance to come in. Maybe not today, maybe tomorrow, but not waiting half a year, for example. and no face control also. but if we because for example like Sons House Museum has kind of a 300 people a day, yeah. Now Екатерина Викторовна Каринс will lately tell you how many days she doing now, she kind of helping to come now because she works now as a whole museum team alone, you know, at the moment. And I suppose it's kind of maybe it's from 2 to 5 people a day, but she know it better. And to keep this possible, all these people to come, maybe our structural engineers will say us that this existing structure is not strong enough to carry all these people. And this means that we will, together with preservational architect, we have to find a way of in reinforcement, but not changing anything, of course. But I mean that this is maybe even more important rather than concept stage. And we have to meet in Helsinki to approve that. Then we have implementation strategy, procurement strategy, and management structure, and project program, and project budget. Have to be approved in Germany, maybe in Bauhaus. Sorry, without asking invitation. And then we go to detailed design, stage DEF, according to RIBA classification. And then museum company has to be established. Then we go to tendering a bidding process. And then we nominate the contractors, mobilization, implementation. And we meet in Moscow in the middle of the process. And then completion. Then. This is it.